Hey, MAGA on again, and you know now and then I do this IQ check and this BAM truth. Now, for all the people who believe in this sodomite they call TD Jakes, I did a video on him long time, 2016 or so, just to break them down. A matter of fact, all of these supposedly televangelists, all of them is fakers, 100% put on by the damn peoples that run you in this earth. And you have to ask the question, what make them put them on? How did they get to be televangelists and spitting all this dumb shit on the masses, putting religion in your head, selling you all kind of dumb shit while they destroy you in the background? That's what they do. We're gonna talk about these TD fakes right here and show you some things with them talking about he basically attached to Puff Daddy. Just like they show you the damn Epstein character and then they're gonna call out some names and say, look, we show you this evil character and now look. All the people who attached to him, remember, the whole Hollywood is going down. This is Hollywood. All the way. That's Hollywood. They're the one who put him in place. That's why this fagabat is on TV. Same Hollywood. What do you think? So yes, people, Hollywood is going down. Remember, I was the one who tell you in the beginning of 2020 or 2019, I tell you, listen, Hollywood gonna fall. And then guess what? They start showing you all of these things. Everybody in there done something. They're trying them in court, all kind of shit. What did I tell you people? I never miss. So pay attention with them now. Yes, public humiliation is the name of the game. Steve Harvey is coming soon. You better wake your ass up. That's part of it right there with the supposedly Cat Williams roasting him. That's what it is. It's their public humiliation, including this one and the Puff Daddy. Let's get into this right here and hit it with a bam.
So we have
Listen
started to believe the
and look,
illusion that
people.
people who look good on camera and people who
Listen.
do amazing things only had amazing moments, and that's why we have so many haters.
So yes, people, you got a lot of haters. And I wanna ask you this question, man, as you see this sadabat right here. Why you follow him? What happened? I tell you, man, you know how much people get brainwashed in this world in the name of Jesus. You have no idea, man. Everybody just play dumb in this world. A fictionary character. A lot of people get tricked. All because of that same Jesus that they sell you. What you think make him on? He's selling the Jesus. And that's what they want you to buy. That's why they put him on. And all those supposed to be televangelists, the reason why they put him on is to say you're a fake god. Bam.
Only had amazing moments, and that's why we have so many haters.
People that normally was able to use their power to influence and their money to silence people, those days are over.
No, it's not over, people. It's the same thing running the world. You respect people with money. That's why all of them people can talk now. Why you think Elon Musk can go visit Eagle Pass border and talking all this shit and get a chance to talk and Bill Gates and selling vaccine and why you think? It's because they tell you first that they're billionaires, the richest people in the world, and that's the reason why they can sell your books and people will buy it. People will listen every time they talk because they're billionaire. So yes, people, is that's what they use to sell you the agendas. They tell you all of these stars in Hollywood is rich. You forget or not. All them is rich, so that's why you run behind them, following them on Instagram and everything, just to see how they're living, glamorous and all. You don't get it. That's part of your downfall.
During
Listen.
world of high-profile preachers, Bishop T. Jakes has always been a
Wow.
shining beacon of faith and virtue.
How did that happen? Shine beacon of faith. Why? How? Because they show him on TV? I don't get it, people. How did you buy these characters? Like I say, it's a dumb check. How did you buy him? He don't sound smart to me one bit. How did he sell you these things using the Bible that you have? You have it already, people. You need to hear him explain it to you. That's why I told you it's a fucking wrong thing. Why does he have to explain it to you? You have it under your damn armpit. Go to damn church to listen to this fatherabout talk. and explain the Bible to you. That's why I know you're stupid.
However, recent allegations are threatening to cast a shadow on his pristine
not
image.
Do shit
a voice has emerged
mm-hmm.
from the shadows, accusing the
Listen.
Influential preacher of misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about
Pay
a scandalous
here.
Party appearance.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a shocking revelation that could
I know these people look at Puff Daddy. He actually dress up like a priest. A lot of people sleep. It's a priest right there dressed up like that mean... He's a 100% molester, because that's the definition. But listen.
We're talking about a shocking revelation mm-hmm. that could rattle the foundations of Jake's credibility.
Mm-hmm. His credibility. How did he get credibility to begin with, people? He's just a piece of shit on TV lying to you the whole time. Wow, unbelievable, man.
Biggest monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Are right in front of your face.
Picture this T. Dakes, the revered mm-hmm. spiritual leader, caught
spiritual
in the midst
leader.
Of a rapper and twerking.
What a damn joke. You don't get it. They're all the same. As you could see them show up with a key right there to give it to the Puff Daddy, supposedly the key to New York. You never get it. Only their puppet, they do these things to you. Don't understand? They make the Puff Daddy a big old figure by remixing music, and you never understand that. Every music that the Puff Daddy ever produce is already made. So how did he make money? How did he become a billionaire of remix? You don't understand it or what? That means the royalty of those music would have milked him. He would never become a billionaire. He could never make that money off no music. The music is all remix. Every single one of them. From the supposedly, you know, what they call him, Mary J. Blige, all the way down to the Biggie Smalls, Mace, all of them music that Puff Daddy supposedly produce, all made already music. So all they have to do, put it in the AI remix that beat, and you give that sodomite all the credit for it. We boss him, bam.
Orchestrated mm-hmm. by none other than Puff.
And that's a man, that's a tough man, a whole tough man on TV, and you buy it. Huh? This is what fucking with me here, man. How can you not see these people? For what they, that's a man. The Cassie is a sodomite, it's a man. It's a man in a wig. So you take some shit from him? Huh. First you listen to the sodomite they call Puff Daddy because they tell you he's a billionaire and he's making music, and now they bring a man in a drag right there with the eyeball ridge. That's a drag, people. Now this one gonna tell you some shit and you're gonna take it? Unbelievable, they got you.
Daddy
Watch
himself.
This.
The man who has been a moral compass for many mm-hmm. found himself in a sea of controversy, mm-hmm. leaving even the most seasoned partygoers astonished at the
Listen,
unexpected...
Listen, as you could see him right there with the pyramid and the mic, everybody should have known the Puff Daddy is a sodomite. He come with Usher and he say, yeah, I grew up with Usher and me. I grew him. Remember, he's a big grown man for Usher. He about 15 years older than Usher. And he telling them that he was... Him and Usher used to fight for cornflakes. Frosted flakes. They fight for frosted flakes in the bed at morning. Like, what the hell is he talking about? He basically telling you from day one that he is a sodomite. Remember what he is, people. He's a gatekeeper. He's a gatekeeper for the music industry. Sodom. The music industry. Sodom and Gomorrah. You have to be in that type of shit before you can get in. So yes, Puff Daddy already show you once he in Hollywood, once he in the music industry, you know he's a sodomite. Okay, so what you surprised about? You surprised that he's a gay man? He have sex with all those people before he introduced them to the damn game. That's why Baby is there. I explained it to you with the baby in New Orleans. He's a gatekeeper for the music in that area. Dr. Dre, gatekeeping the music in L.A., they go to him, Quincy Jones, all of them, sodomites. Do you get it or not, people? They're gatekeepers, meaning they have sex with all of these people that you see them putting out there. You see them dancing around and playing around. The Puff Daddy never hide that he is a sodomite. Oh, you sleep on him. Listen to this.
Turn of events. The whispers of rumors surrounding Diddy and
shit,
TD
people.
Jakes are making waves, mm-hmm. forcing us to question the discrepancy between Jakes's public mm-hmm. persona and his alleged not-so-pretty side.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at Listen. Him as a saint.
Why? Why would you look at a sodomite as a saint? Does that make sense, a saint? And sodomite don't go together. What do you call a saint? Oh, I forgot. Remember, saint come from where? The Catholic Church, one of the most evilest things on earth. And don't worry about it. They're running most of the things that are going on in your life. The Catholic Church. That's where you get most holidays from and all. Why you think they have the saint on it? Saint, every fucking thing belongs to them. You have to understand. They are part of the trickery in this world. Listen.
Going to a party that ain't nothing but sin.
But the party is just the tip of the
Oh,
iceberg.
it's sin.
Beyond the glitz and glamour, there's a deeper layer to these allegations. Why would a religious figure of Jake's stature be entangled in such a sinful affair?
Yes, because all of them is the same. I keep explaining it to you. All deceivers hang out. All of them. They all deceivers. They might in a different category of deceivers, but they all got a link up. Did I tell you that? All sodomites link up at some point. You don't get it. All them tied to the same Babylon system running their brain on the damn masses. They're on the world stage. Pay attention
Not
here.
Not just Diddy's bodyguard who is skeptical. Insiders
More
from
skeptical,
the
you know this?
Bodyguard who is...
He have on the bow tie, people, and I already told you that's what they use to show up their puppets. You wearing it don't mean nothing. When you see these sodomites in it in Hollywood, grown fucking man walking around with the bow tie right there. Like I tell you, show that they are puppets. 100% in.
Skeptical. Insiders from the entertainment industry, privy to Jake's hidden world, suggest that the preacher may be far from the virtuous image he projects to the world.
Yes, he
it's a revelation that challenges the very essence of his credibility.
Wow, take a look at this right here, people. Puff Daddy have the coke right there in the background. Like I say, whenever you see them, they come to sell you something. And I tell you already, I think the Sean John is 33 coding right there in plain sight.
Essence of his credibility.
So now what he's doing is he's making, he's making the Christians look real bad right about
yes,
now.
Yes, since when they look good. I already told you those religion is there for these sodomites to hide behind. That's how they get to trick the world. They have a big religion that they're running. And then they can hide behind it. All pastors is evil fuckers. They can do anything and get away with it because they're seeing them in their eyes as good people. You don't get it. That's how they get to hide behind religion. Listen.
The drama began 2 months ago with accusations made by
Look at this
by
man
Ryan
in a dragon. You see what it doing, people? It's showing you how to mask up on the masses. That's how they do it. All of them have these tutorials showing you how to change out on the masses. Right there, that's a man. That's a drag. They call Cassie.
Accusations
Bam.
Made by Rye MP singer Cassie Ventura, who filed
Ventura.
A federal lawsuit accusing Diddy of assault and a decade of physical abuse.
And this why did you wait so long, man? Why did you wait so long to basically bring a lawsuit to the Puff Daddy? Asking for money. You not even want him to go to jail. You don't bring no criminal suit to him. Get out of here.
Revelation.
Bullshit.
Shrouded in a
Bullshit.
Cloud of legal battles
Public
and
humiliation intimate. For the Puff Daddy. And it's already there when he get a drag to pull around. They give him this shit to drag around. The bro, which is so big, you can see it from the damn side. Are you kidding me? Take a look at that man, people. That's a man in a drag right there in plain sight. A plastic man they call Cassie. And that's the one that bring the public humiliation to the Puffy. That's how they do it. All of them shall go down in shame. All of them, your favorite artists, your favorite peoples that they push on you in Hollywood and say, look, this one look good. Can you take this one? You love this one? And that's what they're going to end up giving you, destruction
Trails.
With him.
Cast an unsettling shadow over the glittering world of fame and faith. Cassie's accusations.
Look at him, people. There go the Cassie again. You notice anything? Okay, there go the shoulder. Look like a damn board. Like a piece of 2x4 goes straight across. That's his shoulder there. Of a woman. Wow. Unbelievable. And look on the chest, people. Those two bars they have sitting right there for titties. One up, one down. They look lean. Yes, titties from scratch. They put on a damn drag.
In a lawsuit
right
filed
there.
In federal district court in
here.
Manhattan on November 16, 2023. Paint a harrowing picture of a relationship marred by control,
yeah, there's no rape
substance
there. You
abuse,
live with the
and
fucker.
Sexual exploitation. The
All
singer
bullshit.
Alleges that Diddy subjected her to a traumatic cycle of substance-induced coercion.
Why did you sit around and take that? It's almost like the Lady Gaga that says she got raped back in the days. I mean, not drag, but he got raped back in the days. Yes, because they threatened to burn her music, the producers. The producers say, hey, you got to have sex with all of us that will gangbang you. Are we going to burn the music? And that person claimed that the music belongs to them. Why don't you let them burn it? You're the one who sing it. What a dumb shit for the masses. The same thing you get with this Cassie right here. Living with the accuser, the person that the accuser of supposedly be raping you. You live with him for all this time and then all of a sudden now you're coming out.
Violence and forced participation in explicit encounters with male sex
what
workers.
A dumb shit. What does Puff Daddy get out of that, people? Taking this woman to male workers, male sex workers, for them to have sex with her while you watch. What a dumb shit for the masses. Like I tell you, there's some evil shit they want to bring to the table. There you go.
Being filmed. A disturbing climax.
Oh, it was film. While it was all film, where is the film? Wow, unbelievable.
Saga, as per the lawsuit, occurred in 2018 when Diddy allegedly forced his way into Cassie's home and assaulted her.
Though she claims she did try to leave several times.
What a dumb shit, people. And these dummies gonna come and try to explain to the bigger dummies why this motherfucker stay right there, going to Grammy shows, going all the way out with him all over the world, and now you claim rape. What a dumb shit. It's bullshit.
Diddy would always say...
And don't worry about it. Puff Daddy supposedly be on the Breakfast Club right here. The Charlamagne the God work for him, so he also fuck him. You understand that? That's what they do. They are sodomites. Anybody you see tied to them is sodomites, 100%, and they have to run to them for the damn rituals for them to be on.
Seem to find her, track her down, bring her back, under the basis that her career would be ruined if she left.
You see, people, there you go. Your career gonna be ruined if you left. The fucker have no career, people. There is no career. You have one annoying song that nobody wanna fucking hear anymore. What kind of career do you have? And if you really can have a career and you can sing for real, why hanging around Puff Daddy to get busted? Because you're not really a singer, so you have to hang around somebody famous to get bust. Puff Daddy didn't tell you that he hang around somebody famous to get loose. No, they're the one who make famous and make other people famous, supposedly. I'm just saying, if you can sing for real, yeah, just let your talent take you where you're gonna go, man. Why you need to be going around, hanging around the Puff Daddy, somebody you don't want to be hanging with. You're hanging with him because you want your music out. It's dumb. 100% in, and like I say, the Puff Daddy is a gatekeeper. He's a sodomite in the game. Yes, anybody come in the game, he gotta run to them. They're also sodomites.
From Cassie's revelations reverberated, the narrative took an unexpected twist when T. Jakes found himself entangled in the web of allegations.
Public
in a YouTube video by Tough News TV host Jermaine McKinley, a mysterious source claimed that Cassie had turned over evidence, including tapes of alleged inappropriate parties hosted by Diddy.
So if they turn them over, why you need to just hear about it and not the police talking about it or the law enforcement? Why they don't talk about it? Listen.
Parties purportedly involved influential figures, including T.D. Jakes.
So allegedly, Cassie...
And look, people, this orange ear bastard, like I said, they are sodomites. So this is the one who boss it? You're in a world of hurt. This is scripted, the whole thing. Don't give them no fame for bossing shit. They're all the same.
Has turned over evidence to the feds. Yes.
Of course you know that.
The unverified report suggested that the pastor participated in these gatherings, raising eyebrows and prompting speculation about the incongruity between his public image and the alleged clandestine activities. The source even claimed that a minor, formerly associated with Jakes's congregation, intended to sue the pastor for an incident that occurred when he was just 16 years old.
Yeah, that they're talking about a boy that get basically abused by T.D. Jakes when he's 16 years old. Listen.
A scandalous revelation that adds another layer of complexity.
Take a look at him, people. Remember, I break him down. I already know who he is. Only you sleep. Take a look at his hand sign. That's the Illuminati pyramid. And every chance he get, he hold a sign on the hand to shout out to the peoples who put him on. So I already know what this is already. Public humiliation. You see R. Kelly, you see all of them go to it. Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, all of them go to it. Even Donald Trump, you see all of them. take the public humiliation. You even see Joe Biden. Yeah, ever since he become a president, it's been humiliation. Flipping and falling every chance he get. All of them is on public humiliation right now. Just in case you don't understand, the TD Jakes no different and the damn Puff Daddy. All of them. And abroad. Yeah, it's roast time.
TJakes, however, wasted...
Listen, watch him pinting the devil horns. Watch this.
No time in addressing the accusations. Mm-hmm. In a public live stream of his Christmas Eve mm-hmm. service on YouTube,
yes, he
vehemently
crying.
Denounced the mm-hmm. claims, labeling them as the fabrications of liars.
You denounced the claims. What is the claims? That you was hanging out with the sodomite Puff Daddy? Of course we know you hang out with all of them. He's known different people. He's just in another category, supposedly. He's the same deceiver as Puff Daddy. 100%. He deceive you with the damn Jesus and all and the Bible. The Puff Daddy deceive you with music. Same damn deceiver.
By the storm of controversy. Mm-hmm. Jakes assured his congregation that even if the allegations were true, he would simply repent sincerely, relying on the power of faith to...
What a damn joke, people. You hear what he say? The TD Jakes said even if that was true, the fact that he hanging out in gay settings with all these sodomites, he say he would ask God for forgiveness and he good. You understand what I'm saying here, people? All them is wicked in this world. Pay attention.
Any transgressions, Derek Williams, Executive mm-hmm. Vice President of TD Jakes Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, people? TD Jakes Entertainment. I already told you what it is, people. It's entertainment, just like the Puff Daddy music. So what's different? It's entertainment, people. All of it is entertainment. They're selling you a Jesus in a Bible and all these things through them. It's still entertainment, people. That's what they're doing. Why you think they're on television? I already told you, man. The television have these people on it for deceiving you. That's the reason why they're on that box. So, yes, the TD Jakes is no surprise to me. He's a deceiver once he's on that box. But he's a televangelist. He's a faker.
Added further context to the viral video that captured Jakes attending Diddy's 53rd birthday mm-hmm. party
there you go.
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
And take a look, people. He's singing happy birthday to Puff Daddy right there. There you go. Like I tell you, they're all gays and sodomites in the business. You just sleep on them. What kind of pastor right here, people? He's wearing a chain. Got on a chain like the damn rapper. No different from Puff Daddy. He got on the ring right there. That's no wedding ring. That's on his right hand. But pay attention. Orange popping out the pocket. He's a sodomite. Got on the sunglass and everything. He no different from Puff Daddy.
He explained mm-hmm. that the brief appearance was a professional gesture.
Why?
As
why?
Jakes's
what's professional?
Sermons aired on the Revolt Network. The video, as per Williams, was recorded during a quick stop at the party while Jakes was in the area for essential business meetings. Mm-hmm.
Central
the timing
business
of the appearance
meeting.
Raised eyebrows within the Christian mm-hmm. community, but the explanation seemed to quell some concerns. Mm-hmm. The controversy raises crucial questions about the dynamics between faith, fame, and personal
mm-hmm.
integrity.
The same
How
shit.
Does one reconcile...
Why you think he on TV, people? He getting fame. Wow, you don't get it, man.
The image of a revered mm-hmm. spiritual leader participating in alleged debauchery with the foundational principles of religious teachings.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very inappropriate of a man of a cloth to be at a party like that and then dancing across a stage mm-hmm. or dancing.
As the allegations against Bishop T. Jakes continue to unfold, fans have taken to the internet in a frenzied search for more information, uncovering a trove of intriguing details that add layers to the controversy surrounding mm-hmm. the renowned preacher.
Wow.
Delving into Jakes's...
Yes, you needed a teacher to teach you about the Bible that you have at home. And that's why you get deceived, as you could see Puff Daddy right there holding the Illuminati permit and the hand sign. And a lot of people sleep on him. And I don't know how. His longtime Puff Daddy trying to show you he's a damn gay man. And anybody you see him around, you see Mace... He blow up Mace and Mace out there and all that. And then all of a sudden Mace become a pastor and start talking all this shit. And guess what? They caught Mace supposedly on one of those big, you know, one of those big gay parties. Somewhere he was where the gays at hanging out playing women. The gays that play women, I guess the transgenders, you know, on those big streets at night. They find Mace right there. One of them sucking him off. Of course, because he already a gay man in the business. And the people was like a shock. They couldn't believe it. But guess what? He was with Puffy the whole time. You seen them move.
All right, Diddy, you're a week past deadline.
Now, this is what surprised me, why people couldn't see the Puff Daddy. This is a supposed to be clip right here from Saturday Night Live. And they show you he's a fucking faker. He don't produce no music. 100% fake. And the masses, we go get into him and show you why you should already see that he is a gay man. Sodomite and the masses.
I hope you have some good stuff to show us.
Don't worry about it. I got this guy that's coming
Listen,
in.
Listen, watch the hand sign, people. The same thing I show you on the damn TD Gakes. What's the difference? You don't get it. They're all the same. He ain't out the same pattern. Just like the TD Jakes have on the chain. There he is. He got on the chain with the same cross that the TD Jakes worship. Okay, so what that tell you? Sleep on.
Don't worry about it. I got this guy that's coming in.
There you go. There go the hand sign.
That's crazy. He's the hottest hook guy in the business.
Oh, yeah. Who's that? Trey Songz?
Better.
Listen.
Bruno Mars?
No. Blizzard Man.
All Sodomites.
The Blizzard Man. Yeah, I've heard of him. Legend has it he's a hip-hop hermit. That must be him right there.
Yo.
Pay attention here. And this is how they clown the damn masses. They give you hip hop and they tell you hip hop represent black. But don't worry about it. If you go back and check, the white rappers make more hits than black rappers, if you wanna be real. Don't worry about it. I can prove that with the Beastie Boys and all them ones they put on you. All of them is basically make money and make hits off hip hop more than these characters. You understand that? The whole thing is a show to put on puppets. The whole industry. Listen.
What it do? Ready to do this?
Wiggity word.
Okay.
Watch this
out
here.
So, that's the Blizzard Man?
Yeah, it's the Blizzard Man.
Pay attention.
Check this, man. Don't judge a book by its cover.
See?
My man is like R. Kelly, Erykah Badu, Kate Hudson, all rolled into one.
Yeah, you see that right there? You mention all sodomites in the music business. That they put on. Listen.
Now you're speaking my language, Diddy.
All right, Blizz. I'm going to let the beat rock, and you just do your thing, baby. Let's go.
Holla back.
Yo, I'm about to set it. It's your boy, Young Blizz. I'ma just do me. Check my style out. Rap zone. Rap zone. Rap is the fan.
And that they might laughing and trying to make this a joke. But don't worry about it. Somebody can go in the studio and do exactly that. And they turn it into a hit song. You believe me or not? Okay, so listen to all those songs that hit back in the 90s, early 2000. And tell me it's not the same sound. It's the same shit. They put a beat behind it and they speed up and they put some, stretch it out a little bit and they have a nice song for your ass. Catchy and everything. Listen.
The kids all dig. Fancy duds are what we sport. And when the ladies shake a leg, we peek at their buns. Yo, where Brooklyn at? Woo! Blood, 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 fire. Brooklyn's in the house. Wow. I told y'all. My man.
Yeah, what do you say? It's his man, but pay attention.
That
watch
was
this.
Awful.
That sucks.
Bad. It sucked bad.
Y'all just hating. The kid in there, he's the truth.
Pay attention here. Watch this.
Yo, that's my mom's.
Watch this right here, people. Take a look at this right here. Because remember, it's hip hop. It come with the rope chain. Wow, and all those colors look like damn rainbow. But pay attention here, people. I know you already know, I shouldn't bother to say it, but that's a man right there playing a woman. Okay? So watch this right here. And Puff Daddy, watch this. Pay attention. Look, look, people. You see that? So how come you didn't know the Puff Daddy is a sodomite? No. Hold on. No, I breaks down the 50 Cent. I was breaking him down and I show you him take pictures with the transgender right there. He got a transgender that plain as day. Fucking big old man. Half-dressed drag. And 50 Cent hug up with the drag. I breaks him down and some people be like, oh, man, you say it's a fan. And fan? How dumb are you? You hugging up a drag, taking a picture talking about it's a fan. There ain't no damn drag a fan of mine. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't be a fan of mine. Pay attention, you know. Watch the Puff Daddy. As soon as he see the man coming in, he start licking on his lips. Pay attention here. Watch. Go back right here. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Look at the Puff Daddy people. Look. Look. You see that? Look at this. You see? Mm-hmm. Look at this. And he peeping around the back. Look, people. There you go. So pay attention. Puff Daddy show you in this clip right here that he was a sodomite. Who's sleeping? Okay, look. Look, people. There you go. Mm-hmm. Watch it. There you go. Indeed a pleasure. So there you go, people. So you're surprised when the Puff Daddy, they're talking all this shit now about the Puff Daddy. They don't have no woman in their supposed party. All naked men in bow ties. What you can't understand, that's the party the Puff Daddy keep. That's the party he hosts. What you can't understand, all sodomites in the business gonna show up there. You think the TV Jake sitting there for watches?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did as you know a bitch Listen. Gotta stay dipped.
Listen.
Oh, did as you know a bitch gotta stay dipped.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stay dipped. Look at the flyer, people.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to making this smash.
Watch his hand sign again.
Hey, Blitzy Rock. Let's hit him one more time, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yo, streets wanted another bad creation. You crazy for this one, MC Scat Cat? Check my style out. The city is spooky, but we're not scared. We hang on the stoop and razz the cops. Then we stuff socks down the front of our jeans, and the gals see the vulture, they think it's our wang. Yo, no homo.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned no homo. Watch this right here, people. Woo! Look, no homo, look.
No! What you talking about? My boy just killed it in there.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah, don't front on Blitz. He's spitting high five.
Girl, look, you the one that's high five.
You see that? He call it a girl and say it's hot fire. Watch him.
If it wasn't my man's mom, I'd tear that ass.
Look, people. Wow. Watch this right here. Why they didn't use a real woman to play it, people? Why not? Okay, so it's funny because a man dressed up like a woman. Woman, you should feel some kind of way about that. Females. You should feel some kind of way about that. But whenever they come with comedian and comedy, you laugh. You don't pay attention to what they're really pushing. You don't understand the disgrace and the put down in it for women. You don't get it. Okay, so they can't find a real woman in Hollywood. They can't. Why is it funny for a man to dress up like a woman? Why? You have the Martin, he plays Shanae. You have the Jamie Foxx playing Wanda. I mean, come on, people. Why is it funny? I think that's a knock on woman for a man to dress up like a woman for comedy. It's a joke. Funny? It's funny? Wow. Listen, watch. Look at this right there, people. There you go. That's all you need to see. What kind of real man do this? Hmm? There you go. No real man in Hollywood and no real woman either. Look at this right here, people. Look at this. And I'm done. There you go. That's the Puff Daddy. Yeah, so they use a man to play a woman and he all up on it, just like the Cassie. The Cassie is a big old man in a drag. They give that twist to Puffy. Are you still shocked now? That is a damn sodomite, you baffled? All Hollywood sodomites they give you, all of them is. They pretty them up and they dress them up, they fix them all good, and then they tow them to you. And then, all of a sudden, some train reaction started. They start melting down in front of your eyes. They start telling you it was a gay man. All these women in love with Puff Daddy and all of these famous people. And then all of a sudden, you see this right there. You love a man dressed up like a woman. You don't like no woman. That's what you need to know. Mm-hmm. Yes, and watch this right here. Remember, this one right here, supposedly a woman. You never even look at that one. And as soon as the man coming in, he don't even dress like woman to me. Just have on the air. And that's what the Puff Daddy supposed to be attracted to. Yeah, another mad band, man. You see what they're doing right here. Of course, man. If the people are awake, they can see all of this shit right here for what it is. Don't be surprised when they're calling out them sodomites. Because they already show you that they are sodomites. Don't be surprised. On the run.